Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is the you need to know. And we've got some awesome questions that have been popping into the app. Check it out. Log on. Ask away. What do we have this week, Kyle, for our question?
Well, we have another weed control question about a newly emerging crop and a particular weed that they could not control. So let me just check up the whole question here. What is the best way to control prickly lettuce in newly emerged corn? The field was previously burnt down with glyphosate and dicamba prior to seeding, and it caught a little shower. And there was, in turn, poor control of prickly lettuce. So I'm assuming they sprayed, it rained probably before the rain fast period, and the prickly lettuce control lacked. Wondering what they can use at corn emergence to work on the prickly lettuce control.
Gotcha. Okay. Prickly lettuce can be a tough weed. You've run across it a lot, but the good news is generally your group four PGRs are fairly active. Myself personally, I probably still would look at dicamba, realizing that you got a rain off probably within that 4 hour time frame that you really need for it to get on there. I've done quite a bit of dicamba atrazine. I think personally that would be fairly effective. And if it's at emergence, that's probably some of the best time to go out and use dicamba, but there's other things you can look at as well.
Right. And so matter of fact, I did answer this question, and there was one big one that I missed that I think we'll bring up in here. But as far as the relative list goes, we'll just start with all the products that you can apply to corn for the control of prickly lettuce. And so like you were saying, Jason, dicamba is the first thing that comes to mind. But considering that that's what you just applied, it burned down, you had a rain, you lost your efficacy, you're afraid to apply too much dicamba.
Or how effective is it?
And so you want to do something different.
Yeah.
And you're questioning, you're going, did this really do the job I needed it to? And if I do this again, will it just end up with the same result? And so what else is out there? And so there are a few other products. I mean, I think both of us were talking before we hit record, one of those products, atrazine, is the one both of us immediately came to. That provides some activity.
And that'll probably be very rate dependent. So your rotation is
and that's
critical.
And that's the tough part, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, and so this is a question out of the Dakotas. And this is out of Western South Dakota, Northwest South Dakota. And so my guess is that they're not using pint and over rates of atrazine or quart rates of atrazine. I'm guessing they're using rotation friendly rates of atrazine.
Yeah.
So they're using that 0.38 pounds of active ingredient or acid equivalent or under. So a liquid atrazine that's 12 ounces or less per acre. And then at that, how well does that work on prickly lettuce by itself? I don't know. My vote is that it's not that good. It probably helps other things, but by itself, not that good.
You're going to burn. You're going to want to be on small weeds with that. You're going to rely on what your other partner is in that mix. If it's dicamba, I can see if you've done it once and it got rained off and you've got some activity but not control, is your weed, is that prickly lettuce going to take in another shot? How long do you wait? What rate do you go? All those type of questions. So I could see where you would be kind of gun shy of doing that.
Right. So there's one additional product. Another one that comes to mind that has gotten really popular in rotational friendly space on corn is Armazon. Armazon does have a label for control of prickly lettuce. So that is an option. That's an HPPD inhibitor. You're talking a group 27, something that's unique again from a growth regulator from the group fours, like the dicambas. So you have something different you could use. So that's an option. I've always been a fan of that product. Really good on mustards, really good on your volunteer canola control, which this part of South Dakota, that might be something that's beneficial.
You're probably going to run atrazine with it as well.
Right. And then you run those two things together.
Yeah. Generally, HPPDs really like that addition of that atrazine in there. So, and that's an early post. You know, that's, you got Impact, you got Armazon, you got Armazon Pro, all that have that the same active ingredient. And that's kind of an early post application. Now, I would probably time it to the vast majority of my weeds, unless, you know, prickly lettuce is just so bad that you're desperate. I don't want to use it as almost a pre. I'd rather use it as an early post type scenario. But
Right. I'd rather use atrazine as a pre, but you could use it early like this in an early post situation and make it work well. So atrazine group 5, armazon group 27, you have dicamba that you've used group 4. So there's different modes of action in all these you can use. But the last one on the oversight. So I know you and I, Jason, both answered this. Maybe you answered this ingredient. I don't know why I spaced out and didn't answer it this way, because this is always my go-to on early small corn to spray for a lot of weeds, including kochia, of all things, is look at fluroxypyr, copperylid, wide match. That is an excellent prickly lettuce product.
North Dakota.
And I didn't even think about that when I answered this originally.
North Dakota Weed Guide has fluoxypyr and as an excellent control of prickly lettuce, and as well as the stinger. The thing you have to pay attention to is that it's up to 5 leaf with that product. Stinger also can be used, and on the label it's kind of rate dependent, but you have a wider window. But since the question asked about, you know, at emergence, we're not too worried about the back end of it. So that product is probably, well, if you could have one active that's rated excellent, or you could have two products that are both rated excellent and it fits your window, you'll probably lean toward wide match. Now, hopefully your other weed spectrum kind of plays into that. One challenge that I always ask people is, if they're going to use clopyrrolid on their corn, do they have any information of the group 4 products out there? That one seems to be the one you have to pay the most attention to with certain corn genetics, even more so than even dicamba, in my opinion. So just another.
Well, that's a good watch out. And
yeah, watch out.
And usually the seed companies will be up front and say, hey, be careful with the growth regulators with certain hybrids. They're pretty good for pointing that out for the most part. It's not like that's in a public repository, but depending on your seed company, they like to point those things out and just say, hey, if you're going to spray growth regulators, don't do it on this one. Find another option. And then that's where you go with that armazon atrazine type option. But as far as the other part of the question is the timing thing, everything's at emergence. So here's the cool thing at corn, and this is why the question's coming up, is that this is not that it's dominantly wheat country, but there's a lot of wheat out there. And just like the question we answered last week, is that there's a very limited number of products you can apply to wheat as it's just emerging. Corn is a little different. So corn, I don't know if there is a early size restriction on corn. I don't think there is. Everything is after a certain point, after a certain stage. Like once you hit V5 and beyond, or a certain height and higher.
Status wants you to have a little height on the corn. You can't come in there early with that. But
you can go extremely late.
Oh, yes.
And that brings a good point on the late end of things. So on the early side of things, status is maybe the one that has some height restriction as far as a minimum height. Most have a maximum height restriction or a maximum plant stage restriction. And a demo I used to do every year spraying corn was a growth regulator demo. And so I would go do those things like apply a straight dicamba. Unsafe in dicamba, you'd go put out a Diflex, you would go put out status, and I would also put out the other growth regulators like 2,4-D and wide match I would use instead of stinger. And it was always fun to see what would happen to the corn. And so I would always apply it at the fifth leaf stage just to see what happens. And it was always fun. And you would learn really fast that there are certain products you do not apply to corn after it's up growth regulator wise. So that being said, 2,4-D
no
is a big no-go.
Don't take the temptation to put that on corn.
You will lay your corn flat.
MCP is another one, or anything that contains MCP. MCP and corn do not get along. So some of these things are relatively inexpensive. You got volunteer canola in corn. The temptation there, don't do something different, because you can get brittle snap. You can have all kinds of things, but that is.
And the good thing is there's great options like for the volunteer canola thing.
Right. So that is part of the reason why people probably are asking these questions on AgVisor Pro on the app, because this is the type of stuff you can get. And again, if you feel the need to go on and use the app, the more detailed the question you ask, that's You just got a 15-minute dissertation from us. It was a fairly detailed question, and then we just kind of nerd out dive into it at some length, because there's other considerations that go along with it. So that's kind of the cool thing. And there's been all kinds of questions that are popping in.
So to just kind of wrap up this thing, it is dicamba, it is armazon, atrazine, Leroxapyr, so like a straight starring or a stinger, copperolid, or the combination wide match that you could use in corn to control prickly lettuce as it emerges. Now, there is no restriction on any of these, how early you can go into the crop and do this. So there's no worry on that. But those are your products. And that, everyone, is the you need to know this week.
That is the you need to know this week. Rock on, everybody.
So remember, ask away on AgVisor Pro. Be detailed when you ask, and we'll see you next week.